on ESPN 8, The Ocho, bringing you the finest and seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999. If it's almost a sport, we've got it here.
you were gone in my eyes. When cut the sun in my eyes. Mm-mm. the head.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Kicking the show off strong. That was, of course, Die All Right. Straight out of Korea from their Minor World CD. I played Hunt, Garden, When We, and On the Road. At this point, you're like, wait, who is this? What are we? Who? Why are you a thing? Of course. This is Saki Bamagogo. My name's Mao. This is show 103, for those of you keeping track at home. And if you didn't hear, just before this one, I played another one called The Indie Circuit. I should probably stop doing that because I have these grandiose plans of having these shows put out there on some of the different Podbean and Podcast Alley and all those kind of places. And in which case, there'll be separate shows, and people are going to be like, I don't understand what this guy's talking about. Oh, and I'll just sound dumb. I hate sounding dumb. Here's music that doesn't sound dumb.
Oh, good grief.
Bye. 境界線で孤独が僕に話しかける。
Oh. gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Get yourself ready for a mean double bill. If coffee don't get you, JD will. Coffee and JD's Revenge. The baddest pair of heavyweights to ever hit the screen. With a 1-2 punch like you've never seen. Coffee, she's sweet, black, and hot. Mess with her and you're playing with fire. JD's Revenge, where a dead man's soul comes back from the grave to seek out his killer and the vengeance he craves. Coffee'll cream ya, JD'll scream ya, so take a taste of double trouble. See Coffee and JD's Revenge, doing it together to do it to you. Pam Grier, Lynn Turman, and Lou Gossett Jr. in Coffee and JD's Revenge. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help! I'm being repressed, bloody peasant!
That was Anarchy Stone. I played Cherry Sky, Future, Ocean, Pacific, Peach. That was one song. And Ring. All right. So, yes. I finally broke down. You know, I don't even know why a fool and his money are soon parted, as they say. And they're generally correct, at least with me anyway. I went out and got a Switch Lite after Christmas. Now, so I wasn't carrying around the bulky main Switch. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, I'm glad with the purchase. I'm happy with the purchase. It's fine. I mean, we have a Switch that's like stays in the house kind of. And there's a smaller version where the Joy-Cons don't come off and like that. And that's the Switch Lite. It's a beautiful handheld, like, portable system. I can tell that's where they're going to, like, get rid of the 3DS altogether, if they haven't already. I mean, I'm not super up on all the news with it. The only thing that was funky about it was because you have two. Nintendo's pretty strange, I'll say, with, like, their friend codes and with their how they handle, like, that kind of stuff. And I guess all these companies are. They have to be protective to some degree. Otherwise, people would just steal all their stuff. So you had to, like, make one of them the primary and one of them, like, a secondary. And this is how it deals with, like, the online service and the internet and stuff like that. So I had to make the portable one the primary so it would, like, so I could play offline with downloaded games and, like, you know, eStore games, stuff like that, which I would do mostly because that's, like, the NES collection, the Super NES collection that they have on there, you know. So, but it's like this weird process. So, like, now the main Switch that doesn't leave the house, who's it's always on the Wi-Fi, that's the secondary one, so it can continually phone home to say, yep, he's not stealing, this is just this guy. And I went, okay. It wasn't too dramatic. I'm making it more dramatic for effect. But, you know, overall, I it's nice. I finally got the... Because then you had to buy the tempered glass protection thing and the little carrying case, a little man purse for it. They just keep getting my money. It's worth it. I do enjoy it. It's a really beautiful system. I've been playing a ton of the new games, and now I can sit there, and instead of playing some on my phone at lunch at work, now I can play all those games I'm addicted to from the 80s. And that's happy time for everyone, right? Of course it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
That was Lulu Finn the Woohoo. I played, what did I play? I played Jellyfish and Bamboo Twist and Boss and our favorite Martian. Nice. Did I tell you guys that there was a new pinball machine coming out? I don't know if I can't remember if I did, you know, my old age. There's a company out of Wisconsin called Spooky Pinball, and they make like boutique pinball machines. They make good machines. They're nice, smaller run stuff. And they announced that they were going to do a Rick and Morty pinball machine. And I said, okay, that's something. I didn't know very much about it. All I remember is that my exchange student daughter, who she's lived in the States now, her husband, she said, oh, he loves Rick and Morty. And I was like, all right. And he was like, you gotta watch the show. And well, he didn't say it like that. That's how my brain converted it. He said, you should watch Rick and Morty. And I never got around to it because I'm too busy sitting on the couch. And so finally, then this machine gets announced. And we're going to do a limited run of 750 machines. And it sold out in 4 hours. Now, pinball machines cost like $8,000. And I went, huh. So then I like, okay. So you sold millions of dollars worth of pinball machine in 4 hours. I'm like, I must be missing something. So then finally, now I've gone back and I found it on my Hulu, Disney. Disney got me, and Hulu's part of that. So I'm watching it, and I see the appeal. I mean, it's they're very not uneven. The good thing about them is if you don't like one episode, just wait, because the next one's not totally different, but different enough. And I have a feeling as it kind of hits its stride. Right now, I'm just kind of going through I'm at like episode 4 or 5 on the first season. So I have a feeling that these are like the first season of anything is kind of getting its footing, finding out what works, what doesn't. And I'm sure it's going to like smooth out and become much more, not repetitive, but they'll know what people like and laugh at, and they'll just kind of refine. I was astonished when you think about something like that, 750 machines selling out that quickly. I was shocked, you know. I'm going to keep going down this rabbit hole and watching these because I do enjoy them. There are some very funny parts, you know, some wackiness. I like the Mike Tyson Mysteries, though. That's another Adult Swim show with wackiness because it's just the most random thing ever. To me, like the Mike Tyson Mysteries is actually funnier than Rick and Morty only because, one, I like Mike Tyson, and two, it's kind of the same completely random thing. So, just really interesting. I was going to tell you, I'd go out and look for one if you were a big Rick and Morty fan, but don't bother. They sold out. You can't buy them. So, yay for Spooky. Yeah, I wish I worked there. Could be like making Rick and Morty machines all day. I wouldn't mind that job. Here's music that's not my job either.
I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number 3.
Back so I want you to get up, call me more. But the dark, it's a way now. the door. Looking at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window. I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway dream. Oh, I'm crying. Subway dream. Oh, I'm crying. I'm crying. I'm crying. Subway dream. Oh, I'm crying. Subway dream.
Mojo beat. Check the record, see with the dancing beat. Hey, want to see Mojo working on you? Four, five, six, give a baby kiss. Woo!
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.